Man, if everybody could see us on video, Jacob, we were harmonized in perfect tune with each other. Yeah, you know, Jacob, me, Dr. Tim Slecker, and yes, it's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Call our line 608-557-8577. That way you can leave a message for Johnny. You can also text that line and leave a message for Johnny. Or Jacob, I'm going to put this out there for the homeroom today. Actually, am soliciting feedback today in this episode of the homeroom because I'm going to my work today. I was listening to a little bit of a talk radio, I guess. Neither left nor right, but more newsy type of talk radio. And I heard something actually quite alarming to the fact that, do you ever know, like you knew something, but you didn't know the extent of the depth or the kind of overwhelmingness of going, oh my God, yes. I knew that, but I didn't know that.
And sometimes you know something as a basic factual statement, but you don't let the gravity of the immensity of the situation really sink into you until you have that moment where things start to click.
Yeah, it's like, boom, holy crap. And that's what happened to me today, listening to a little bit. And Jacob, this is what I'm saying. I really want, if you're a listener, well, then you're listening. So that would be you right now. So if you are, if you happen to be one of those people who are listening right now, listener, we really do. We want to hear from you, on the topic that I'm about to bring up because, Jacob, we know that the education department, the Department of Education, federal, whether it was DOGE or the current administration, but also the new Secretary of Education, what was the number one goal that was going to happen to the Department of Education, Jacob?
I believe the number one goal was to have it not exist anymore. But I also more things like we need more conservative ideas in teaching.
Yeah, it was like this kind of what do you want to say? Which one is it? Are they shutting it down or are they just repositioning it to promote only a certain ideology?
Yeah,
but actually the decommissioning, while it would take an act of Congress to actually totally do away with it. But what has happened, Jacob, through, DOGE, the cuts, the decimation of the people who actually worked there, nonpartisan people whose job was simply that they worked for the Department of Education. Some of those offices have been cut down to the point of about 5% of the original workforce is what's still there today. I didn't know that number.
Yeah.
But what came across, though, was it wasn't just that number, but they were talking about the fact that we have a special education law in this country that every child in American public schools must be assessed if there's a sense that there could be a special education concern. And then if special education services are pointed out that would be beneficial to every child in an American public school, that then we must provide individualized instruction, which meant an individual education plan. So every child in our country gets an individual education plan that would address their own special education need. And this isn't something you go, boy, wouldn't that be nice if we required that? Jacob, we do require that. It's law.
This is the federal law. You have to have these individualized education plans for our special needs students in schools. Now, Tim, I assume that this is leading up to you telling me that that is happening and everything's going great.
So we have roughly, at least according to the news I was listening to this morning, about 7 million children in this country that are receiving some form of special education. Support services, whether it's the assessment, to check for special education needs, or whether it's the actual services that are then provided for the special needs. So, Jacob, all of that requires resources, right? Resources, okay? Money. So money has to be distributed. But you know how, excuse me there, Jacob, you know how money gets distributed, don't you?
In this administration, I've heard in a brown paper bag.
Well,
but I would say possibly through congressional appropriations, yeah, and then the executive having to spend that money.
And guess what? The money is there. Maybe not now during the shutdown, but the money is there. It's already been appropriated. You need people who work in the office to actually distribute and send it and figure out where it's going and how it's to be allocated and how much goes to this school and how much goes to this district and how much more assessment needs to be quantified and qualified. So think about that. 7 million kids. And that law has typically been then administered through the Department of Education. And the Office of Special Education is now currently working with about 95% fewer of the staff that work there right now.
95% reduction in staff. We're dealing with here on Busted Pencils a 33% reduction in our staff, and I thought this was hard. So just imagine having 95% of that staff gone. Tim, I feel like the Trump administration's approach to this education department situation has been kind of like somebody, and I don't know how Trump would know about this sort of real estate impropriety, but it feels like somebody who wants to kick a renter out, and because they're not allowed to due to regulations and the rules and you have to give people notice, they're like, okay, well, I'll just make it as bad as possible to live there.
Right.
So he can't get rid of the Department of Education. So instead, they're like, well, we'll get rid of all the staff. So there's simply no one there to sign off on these things. I mean, it's a crazy convoluted scheme.
We're not breaking any laws, Jacob. Yeah. The law is the special education federal law is still in place. We haven't rescinded the law. We haven't broken the law. The people who used to make the law actually have teeth and work, those people just don't work here anymore.
We're not getting rid of the guidelines to say, you know, proper workplace behavior. We just fired everybody in HR.
We've still got the
regulations. They're just, we fired all the enforcers.
Well, that just made me, think then, how is that actually playing out right now? So that's what I'm coming into for this homeroom this morning when people, are listening to this, or, if you're not listening to it early Monday morning, whenever you're listening to this, how is this actually being felt out in the world? You, listener, have a special needs child, a special needs relative, you're a teacher working with special needs children. I don't think, because those statistics I heard this morning, what I didn't hear was, and here's the reality on the ground in classroom 23 in Jacob, chairman of the board elementary school, third grade teachers. I didn't hear that. And that's what I think we actually need to hear is what's happening because of the, quote, Doge cuts and the reduction of the federal workforce, when the services that that workforce typically provided are not there. And so that's what I was thinking. I'm like, we need to hear from you out there, because this is what's not being told. Statistics are being told, but we don't know the stories of the child who didn't get what federal law requires they get. And remember this too, Jacob, what they're required to get too was just a baseline kind of foundational stuff. It's not even, well, I'd say a lot of people will go, it's barely adequate.
Yeah.
What, you know, go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah. My brother Alex is an adult with special needs. So we've gone through the education system getting various services and going through it. And I think everybody who has a special needs person in their life going through the education system has a kind of a checkered record with how satisfied they are with things. But I know one thing, Tim, is you're never going to find somebody who said that the problem with the services they had is that it was just too much money was given to it, too much of a service. You know, right. So these services that people get, whether they're perfect or not, these are important. I mean, these are really important services. And Tim, you and Johnny have talked about during the pandemic, the learning loss that people suffered in some of these situations and to what degree it is, but a little bit of missing learning can really add up over time. Imagine for special needs kids out there right now who could be getting their plans created, who are missing out on these things. This is time they don't get back.
Exactly.
And it's the early interventions, especially for special needs people, the early interventions are huge in determining the trajectory of what can happen for them.
The early identification, too, Jake. I mean, that, you know, and so those early identification assessments that are expensive, and that's where the federal government, people are like, well, what's the Federal Department of Education do anyway? They provide the funding that absolutely is necessary to provide those services, whether it's early identification, whether it's creating the resources that allow a team to build an individualized education plan, whether that individualized education plan requires certain specific types of resources. That's what the Federal Department of Education makes sure happens. And no, we're not saying perfectly, but make sure something happens in a way that we're taking care of our most vulnerable out there. And so, you know, I'm just thinking for this homeroom, what can we do on Busted Pencils? Well, what we can do, Jacob, we could tell the stories of the families, of the teachers, of the schools that are being impacted by the reduction of the unnecessary workforce, so that people can actually start to hear the stories about behind statistics that statistics never can tell. You know, so what I'm putting out there today, Jacob, is truly a call for any listener, or if you're a listener who knows somebody that can contribute to this, just seriously reach out 608-557-8577. You can leave a voicemail for us. You can send us a text message. You can go to the Civic Media website where it says contact. Contact Civic Media, the entire Civic Media, you know, machine. Let them know that you have a story that you want to share with Busted Pencils, that you would like to be a guest to come and talk about the realities of what's happening with this reduction of workforce in the Department of Education with special needs and special education. That's what I thought we could do this morning, Jacob.
Tim, I think that's a fantastic idea. I'm looking forward to hearing from our listeners on this topic. I think it's a really important one. And I think, like you said, having an individual story can do a lot more to getting people to understand a situation than citing the statistics can. You can look at, you know, 95% reduction in force. that's a number. But when you hear about somebody whose claim did not get in, somebody who didn't get their assessment, that's a lot different. I think you're absolutely right. People need to hear these things.
So there it is. One more time, if you're listening, though, okay, right away, the number is 608-557-8577. Call, leave a message, text directly. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear from you, too, if you're willing to come on and share those stories. That's what, you know, back to what Busted Pencils has always been about, Jacob. But now it's time for your moment of zen. Education becomes most rich and alive when it confronts the reality of moral conflict in the world.
Thank you all for listening to Busted Pencils, and don't forget, you can catch us every Monday for Homeroom, Wednesdays for Class and Session, Fridays for Producer's Choice, and of course, dear listener, you can find us every single Saturday at 3 p.m. Central for 1 hour of your favorite Blue Collar Scholars, Tim and Johnny, and me, Producer Jacob, and keep busting pencils!